Hey, this is Daryl Northbridge on History of German Dance. I'm here with Gnu Gizik, we're going to talk a little bit about his history of German dancing and what he's experienced over the years. So, anyway, Gnu, why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself?
Bonjour, Gnu Gizik, indigenous cause, Ojijak and Dudem. My name is Golden Eagle Day, and I'm from the Crane Clan. Drum and dance. We were talking about this earlier, huh?
Yeah, we had talked a little bit about it, and I guess what I'm looking for is right now, because I value education. I like to let the people know where you're at these days.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm right now I'm a professor of Ojibwe language at Bemidji State University, and I just turned in my dissertation to complete my doctorate in administration, organizational development, and I'll be defending that real quick, and then you can call me Dr. Love. No.
That's what some people say to me, because I got that radio station over there. At first, I had the low voice because I couldn't see what I was reading, and so I was reading it really slow. And I guess so.
Indian country.
I didn't have the bifocals in yet. So, but anyway, I know that you're a steadfast figure on the Powwow Trail. Carry a drum. Yeah. So tell us a little bit about your drum.
A long time ago, I had a dream about this drum that was in my dream, it was in the trunk of my car. One of the couple of the dreams I had about it, and I went down to the Drum Society members, one of the elders in Mille Lacs, and he said, "Make that drum. That's going to be a traveling drum, a powwow drum." So I carried that for many years, and then I had some dreams about drums with legs on them, stands, spirit drums. And I went back down and talked to that old guy again, and he said, "Your drum is growing. It's getting it's moving along. And take your drum, take it apart, save a piece of it, and make this spirit drum." And I did that, and I was all happy. I said, "Ooh, I get to go run around and sing traditional songs and look cool at the powwow and have fun and hang around with the old guys." And but geez, it was a lot more than that. It was all of a sudden those old guys saying, "Hey, there's more to it than just running around and having fun. Now you got to feed it, and you got to do ceremony, and you got to have giveaway, and you have to do that at least twice a year." And son of a gun, now it's starting to turn into work. But it's still fun. I love it.
Yes, I know. It's a big responsibility, you know. Just any kind of drum is a huge responsibility, and to take care of those. What are some of your first memories of singing? I know you also dance too, so we're going to get to that. But right now, we're going to be talking about some of your history of your singing. I know that you told me a really cool story. Maybe you can tell people that.
Oh, yeah, the Kingbird story.
Yeah.
I remember when I grew up in Minneapolis, and I was at going to church school, Ascension. And I think we were up on the fourth floor, and I was looking down, and there's a whole bunch of there was a drum down there, and people starting to circle around, and it was like the first powwow I ever saw. And I was a little kid, and I went out there, and these guys were out there singing away, and then I remember my mom got me my first breech cloth and a couple bells and sent me out there, and I started dance around as a little kid.
Well, here we go. We're getting to the dancing now. Okay, yeah. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Well, you know, as a little kid, I liked to just go out there and dance, and my mom was sending me out. I didn't know what I was doing, and then I noticed everybody looking at me all the time. And of course, you're in the middle, and everyone's facing the middle. But I thought they were all looking at me, and I got nervous. I quit dancing for many, many years, and then I went off into drinking and stuff. And then I finally, I think I was about 22 years old, I decided to quit drinking. I had enough of it. And I got my dance off together and got it blessed. But I do remember, talking to this one man, Randy Counselor, medicine man, and we were just sitting around lunch table, and he's, I was telling him, you know, I used to sit on the outside of that circle there, and up behind the spectators, and I'd look and I'd wonder, you know, how come those guys get to dance? I wish I could dance. And I forgot I danced as a little kid, but I always wondered, you know, how come they get to dance? Who gets to dance? And just somehow ended up, you know, just getting up and dancing and going out there. And I felt pretty good, and I kept looking in the middle at the drums. And those guys would be singing to Beat Heck. And, you know, I wish I could do that. And then we ended up singing with it was a men's support group at Peltier office in Minneapolis, above Branch. And we started singing there. We were supposed to be doing that just to stay sober, but a sobriety group, but we turned into a drum group, which was good too, because that kept me sober too, going to the drum instead of going to the powwows, instead of going to the bar. And but then I was telling that medicine man, I said, that Randy Consular, I said, you know, and I always looked in the middle, and I finally made it to the middle. And he said, well, don't stop there. And I was like, well, how can you get more in the middle than the middle, the center? And he said, well, you'll figure it out. And now I am starting to figure it out. Like you're talking about, when you start carrying a drum around, it's a lot of responsibility, spiritual responsibility. And it's, and now you're carrying a grandpa around or a grandma, and you gotta treat them as such. You can't just toss them around like they're a toy. It'd be like tossing a grandma in her wheelchair and just tossing her up on the roof and stuff. You got to take care of them and feed them. Give them tobacco and have a dialogue and talk with them and have a conversation and build a relationship with them. And then they'll watch out for you and you watch out for them. And that's part of the drum keeper responsibilities. Then I got seated on a couple of drums in the drum society. There's the Sioux drum, the ones the Sioux gave us originally, blue on one side, red on the other, and the yellow stripe up the middle. And those were the first drums that came here. And then all people started having other dreams about other drums. But those Sioux drums are the ones that seemed to have started it all. And then the other drums, the Thunderbird drums, the Dream drums, and now there's all kinds of Dream drums all over. And it keeps growing and growing. They have their own drum nation almost. But I really enjoy going there and watching them. And then they have their drum ceremonies, and they give thanks to all the things they got from creation, of food, clothing, shelter, all the stuff that creation gives us. And we give thanks to that at drum ceremony. And then we ask for help to make it through the next season. And we're remembering the spirits when we do those drum ceremonies. And there's all kinds of different ones too. The Sioux drums, that's peace and protection, so we don't quit dying, and that protects us, so that we'll stop, the Calvary will stop killing us, and we'll quit killing each other. So that's peace and protection. And then the other ones, we're giving thanks to life. But you know, even more, it even goes deeper and deeper. It keeps going, like you're singing now. You're learning the Sweat Lodge songs. Maybe you got to learn, maybe you're part of Medivin, you know, you got to learn all the Medivin songs. And it keeps going on and on. And then you get your personal songs. Every person, Jimmy Jackson used to say, you got to learn your language, your clan, your Indian name, and you got to learn your personal song. So everybody has a personal song. And I didn't find my song until just a little while ago, about a year ago. And I'm 51 years old. It took me 50 years to find my personal song, and that comes with you. But there's a whole lot of deeper stuff that goes on, deeper and deeper and deeper.
Yeah. Geez, you know, that was going to be one of my next question was one of the positive things that you've this has brought you, but I think you named quite a few positive things today, Henry. So anyway, this is the conclusion of our interview. I'd like to thank Henry. We're shaking hands right now, as we do in Indian country. And I'd like to thank him. He took some time on out from his busy schedule. Got to hear a little bit about Henry. So, yeah, miigwech, Henry.
Oh, niji. Miigwech.